they also have it in a way that totally undermines the foundations of Adventism, because the pioneers understood that these prophecies were fulfilled by 1844. We'll deal with that when we get into Daniel 12, but let's move back now to verse 40 of Daniel 11. And at the time of the end, the narrative from verse 31 onward is identifying the papacy, the king of the north, and it's saying here in verse 40 that at the time of the end, and you have to bring the information that is recorded in the Word of God about the papacy into this understanding, and there is a time prophecy associated with the papacy in its 1260 years, and it reached its fulfillment in 1798. In verse 40 is saying, in 1798 shall the king of the south push, and the word push means war against him. 1798, there's going to be a war that begins between the king of the south and the papacy, the king of the north. And sure enough, we know that in 1798, the deadly wound was delivered to the papacy. And it's worth noting here, we touched briefly on this in our last presentation, the powers in Bible prophecy are twofold in their nature. They are political and they are religious. And when it comes to the deadly wound of the papacy, in chapter 13 of Revelation, Seventh-day Adventists understand that the deadly wound being healed is identifying the Catholic Church when it returns to its former position of power. But if you haven't ever asked yourself this question, you ought to. What is the deadly wound? What is the deadly wound? And the papacy, as the powers in Bible prophecy all are, the papacy is twofold in its nature, and the papacy is even symbolized in both aspects in Bible prophecy. The papacy in Bible prophecy is both a beast and a woman, and a beast is a political kingdom, a woman is a church. In 1798, the papacy received its deadly wound. It ceased to be a beast of Bible prophecy. It ceased to be a geopolitical power that was ruling the world. It did not cease to be a woman of Bible prophecy. It continued to be a church. So the deadly wound is describing when the second aspect of the papacy is delivered. It's taken away. It's no longer capable of ruling the world. And the healing of the deadly wound is describing when the papacy once again returns as a political power to rule the world. But during that entire time, she continued to be a church. So in verse 40, we see in 1798 that the king of the south delivers the deadly wound. He begins a war against the papacy.